Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I can't wait because today we are going to work on the long I vowel sound. Oh! But before we begin, let me remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get going. Please write your name at the top of your page in pencil and do your best job. We need to be able to read your name, so please write neatly. When you are finished, you may put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, so I said I'm super happy because we are going to practice working on the long I vowel sound. Now, here we go. Let me tell you, the long I vowel sound makes this sound. Ready? I. That's it. That's it. It just makes this sound. I. So if I say to you, what sound does the long I make? You need to say, I, like, duh, Mrs. Oldham, I, and I'll, okay, sorry. Long I says, what does the long I sound? I, you got it. All right, let's look for our first object in our picture. Ready? Here we go. Look for this one. I've. I've. Hive. Do you see the bee? Hive. Me too. Let's color it yellow. Find a yellow crayon and color the beehive yellow. Hive has a long I sound. You can hear it when you sound it out. I've. That's it. It says I. I've. There you are. So it has the long I sound. Hive. It's true. Hive has the long I sound. And that's all you need to know. Because that's all there is. It just says I. Boys and girls. Another word like hive. Ready for this? Is live. Do you think those are live bees? I don't like bees. I'm telling you right now. Not at all. One time I was stung on the neck. Have you ever been stung? It does not feel good. Hive, but bees are important. I do know that. They are important. Hive and live both have the long I sound. I have finished coloring my hive, so I'm going to ask you to finish up in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put it down. Put down your yellow crayon. All right, try this one. See if you can find this in the picture. F-ive. F-ive. Five. Five has the long I sound. There are some things in our picture that have five of them. I want you to look at the fire for right now. Will you please color five of the rocks of the fire, or five of the stones? I'm going to choose gray. Find some kind of a gray. You could use your pencil if you need to. And let's color five, only five, of the rocks of the fire. Only five. Make sure there's only five. So five also, the word five also has the long I sound. Five. Yep, just like hive and live. Now, boys and girls, make sure you're only coloring five of them. When you hear the word five and you sound it out, you only hear three sounds. F, I, v. That's only three sounds. But when you write the word and you read the word, it actually has four letters. F, I, v. And then it has another letter that you cannot hear. Have you heard of it before? Have you? Some people call it the silent E. Some people call it the bossy E. Some people call it the super E. Da, 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 da. And some people call it the magical E. Whatever you want to call it, boys and girls, it comes at the end of the word five and live and hive. And it makes that I say I. It's true. I finished coloring five rocks, did you? Let's put down our gray crayon or our pencil or whatever you were using to make the gray crayon in 3 seconds. 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls. Now I want you to count some marshmallows. Not the ones on the sticks, but the ones on the ground. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the ground. Let's color those marshmallows a really light, 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 light blue. Go ahead and color those a light, light, light blue. The five marshmallows on the ground. They're having s'mores. So 5, live, and hive all rhyme. Boys and girls, they rhyme because they end the same way. They end the same way. Hive, live, five. That's how you know they rhyme. And they all have the long I sound. They do. It's true. Now, if I came up to you or someone else came up to you and said, wait, I don't understand. What does the long I vowel sound say? You're going to say what? I. That's it. It's not some complicated, crazy, I don't understand. It's I. That's all. So the hive has live bees. There's five rocks by the fire, and there's five yummy marshmallows, too. I finished coloring my five marshmallows. So give yourself 3 more seconds and then put down your crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, let's find another one. Ready? T-I-R. T-I-R. Tire. There are 2 of them. They are on wit. What are they on? Yeah, they're on the car. Let's color the tires black. Find some kind of a black crayon and color the tires black. Tire has a long I. But can you help me? What does the long I vowel? What did it say? I. Tire. Tire has the long I. Now, even though we only hear 3 sounds, t, I, just 3 sounds, when you read it or write it, it's going to have 4 letters. What's that letter that's going to come at the end that's silent? Yep, the letter E. It makes the I say the I sound. It makes the I become a long I sound. It's just bossy. Or you could say it's magical. Or you could say it's super duper. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. Just remember it. Just remember it. So, does tire and hive, do they rhyme? Tire, hive. No, because they don't end the same way. We have tire, and then we have hive. They don't end the same, so they don't rhyme. I colored both of my tires black. I'm almost done. So I'm going to ask you to be finished in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your black crayon. All right, find this one. Fire. 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 Do you see the fire? We colored the 5 rocks. Now let's color the actual fire. Let's color it orange. I'm going to use a red orange. I think that will be awesome. I'm going to use a red orange color. Okay, color your red, orange, fire red, orange. It has a long I sound. Let's sound it out. I-er, fire. Fire rhymes with one of our other words on this page, or one of our other objects. Fire, tire. They end the same way, so they rhyme. They're in the same word family. Fire, tire. Yes, and they all of these, hive, live, five, tire, fire. These all have the long I sound. Because what is long I say? Could you tell me again? I. Long I says I. Let's put down our reddish orangish crayons in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's do some writing at the bottom. Start on number 1. If you look at number 1 and you go across, you're going to see some pictures. I'm going to say the sound, and I want you to tell me and circle if it has the long I sound. Ready? Number 1, as a boy, and it's showing his side. 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 I hear it too. Circle that. The next picture shows a lid. Lid. Do you hear the long? No, leave it alone. The next picture shows mice. Eyes. There it is. Circle it. We heard long eye. The next picture shows a thumbs up. She's eating ice cream. She likes her ice cream. Like. Ooh, I. There it is. I hear it too. Like. Next picture shows a fin, a shark's fin. Fin. F-in. Nope, that doesn't have it. And our last picture shows dip, chips and dip. Dip. D-ip. Nope, doesn't have it. So let's try number 2. Number 2 has the word, and the letters are D-I-V-E. That E is silent. And it makes the I a long I. So let's sound it out. D-ive. Dive. Do you know how to dive into the water? Let's trace the circle around the I. That's our long I. And trace the circle around the E. That's a silent E. Dive. Now scoot over. We have D blank V. We need to write dive. So in the middle, in the blank, we need D. I, there it is, I, D-I-V, and then what do we need to write? E. Scoot over, let's write dive all on our own. Ready, go. D-I-V, and R, don't forget it, E, dive. Number 3, here we go, I-C-H-I-R-E. The E will make the I a long vowel sound. So let's read it. H-I-er, h-i-er, higher. Will you hire me to do a good job? Let's trace the circle around the I. There's our long I. It says I. And trace the circle around the E. It's magic or bossy or silent, whatever you want to say. Now move over. We have H blank R. We need to write higher. So what goes in the blank? I. There it is. I. H I R. And what do we put at the end? E. Higher. Will you hire me? I will hire you. Scoot over. Let's write higher by ourselves. Ready? Go. H I R. And then what do we need? E. So you should have H-I-R-E, higher, higher. And number 4, we're going to write the word to match the picture. The picture is a pipe. Let's write the word pipe. Ready? P-I, you can hear it. P-I-P-P. So right now I have 3 letters. I have P-I-P. That says pip. I don't want it to say pip. It's a pipe. So what letter do I need to add? Yes, the E. So now I have P-I-P-E, and I know it says pipe with the long I. And number five, somebody took a bite out of my sandwich. Was it you? Did you do that? Let's write the word bite. Ready? B-B-B. B-I. There's our long I. T-T. Now, right now, when I look at it, I have B-I-T, and that actually says bit. What do I need to make it say B-I-T? Yes, I need that E. So check your work. You should have B-I-T-E, bite. Don't take a bite out of my sandwich. No siree. Mm-mm. Boys and girls, we did it. Let me ask you one more time. I don't really know. What does long I say? You got it, boys and girls. You rock, I rule. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.